The groups want Congress to act before the expected tariff retaliation by Canada and Mexico. But some ag lawmakers and farm groups argue Americans have a right to know where their meat comes from, and that can help sell more U.S.-produced meat. But MPPC spokesman Dave Warner says several studies refute that claim.
USDA's studies of a voluntary program showed the labeling didn't make any difference. People go into the grocery store, and when they buy meat, they look at price and quality.
Warner says the U.S. pork industry has long been opposed to the extra cost of labeling and argues it's time for Congress to act.
We are asking Congress to at least repeal the labeling provisions for beef and pork. That was specifically what the Canadians and the Mexicans had taken to the WTO in their complaint, saying that this discriminated against their cattle being shipped into the United States and into Canada pigs.
NCBA's Colin Woodall agrees that Congress should repeal COOL to meet WTO requirements and avoid retaliation.
We've got to fix it before it gets to retaliation. COOL repeal is the only way to prevent us from getting hurt even more than we already have by COOL.
And in comments made to reporters this week, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack also believes it's up to Congress.
Congress has got to fix this problem. They either have to repeal COOL or they have to modify it and amend it to create some sort of generic label. It's up to Congress to figure out what to do.
And the process of doing that has started as today. House Ag Committee Chairman Michael Conaway of Texas introduced legislation, H.R. 2393, to repeal country of origin labeling.